Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Rolter dictating an endoscopy report on patient Ashley Moore, date of birth 10/24/1987, date of procedure March 2024. Physician Dr. Evgeny Rolter, DO. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication is GIM, GERD, dyspepsia. Description, procedure form, consultant obtained, period, possible complication, procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug, or accident, as well as possible, missing lesion, such as pregnancy, or else means patient. Patient is brought to endoscopy, placed in local position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitoring, anesthesia care, period, or while they're beginning to video gastric bulbs, introduced into the esophagus, and advanced under direct vision to the second portion of the bladder, period, careful examination made of the bladder and bulbs, second portion of the bladder, stomach, G junction, esophagus, period, or retroflexy, was obtained the cardio, period, or section from the stomach floor, telescope, period, the patient tolerated procedure well, then without any complications, findings. The proximal metasophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z-line was irregular at 36 centimeters from the night block with three tongues of salmon-colored mucosa extending 15 millimeters proximally, comma, prog C0M1.5, comma. Biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants per the Seattle protocol to rule out Barrett's esophagus. Next line. There was evidence of mild gastric erythema. Noted comma biopsies were obtained in the antrum, body, and cardia separately for histology and for further evaluation of GIM. Next line. There was an unremarkable duodenum to T2 portion. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line. The ampulla appeared normal. The ampulla appeared unremarkable. Next line. Plan follow biopsy pathology. Next line. Encourage anti-reflux precautions. Some of biopsies are positive for Barrett's, will need PPI daily, as well as Q3 to 5-year repeat EGDs for reevaluation of the Barrett's esophagus, as well as the GIM. Next line, follow-up in offices previously scheduled.